Greetings, listeners. This is Incendiary Radio, republicbroadcasting.org, RBN. Every Sunday night, 3 hours, I'm here with you folks, and I just watched the the little theatrics show. I was listening to Jones with his little feed. He was jacked up on something. I don't know what was up with Jones over there, over on InfoWars. But I was listening to his feed of the debate, and while I was trying to get ready for the show, and very fascinating. You know, Trump basically threatened Hillary if he gets in the White House. He's sicking a special prosecutor on her, and I mean, it was pretty damn wild. The whole, you know, this thing with Trump, this latest scandal that dropped on him on Friday and through the weekend here, he didn't handle it too bad, let's just say. He could have really, you know, let them really rip him. You know, and just watching the tactics, and I know it's theater, but watching the tactics, Trump kind of pointed out the three against one type environment. I mean, this is just so sick. Anderson Cooper and some broad from ABC and Hillary against Trump, and then Lester Holt. I mean, three debates really for the presidency of this country. I mean, we're moving towards an idiocracy that's such a rapid pace that it's rather silly, but that's the way it is. This is all scheduled. This has all been plotted out years in advance of how they're going to mind screw us. Three debates, really pathetic. And then all the people hosting the debates are completely controlled, basically whores. You know, you read the John Swinton stuff from back in 1920 or whatever it was, and you see it all over online and in numerous books about basically he's getting an award, and he's like, look, none of us have any integrity. We're all whores. We all do what we're told for our paycheck. And that's what the Anderson Coopers of the world and the Lester Holtz. I mean, these people are lower than whale crap in the food chain of really what's important. For those of us that have our heads screwed on straight, these people that the idiocracy zombies follow after and be sycophants for, these people are really the lowest of the low that you see on the television. You know, I've been digging around a lot. I did a lot of thinking this week about Syria and Putin and Yemen. Oh my gosh, what they're doing to Yemen, folks, with our weapon systems that we're selling to the Saudis, the Wahhabi crypto Judaic freak shows that call themselves Muslims that run the House of Saud. I mean, this is just we're off in la la land and complete evil. And I've got clips from like at the UN to play where they're trying, these punks from the UK are trying to rip on the Russians. I mean, and then our people, so many of our people just lap it up. And it really has me, that song called Down on the World Again. It's one of my favorite songs from that band. But it's just like, it really, you know, you do get down on the world again when you just see the retard nature of your fellow man. And I mean, we're a small family, folks, of people that listen to RBN or Renegade Broadcasting or any of the small outlets where people actually look into, you know, the underbelly of these things. And so let's plug the chat rooms real quick. IncendiaryChat.chatango.com, IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com. Two chat rooms. If you like hanging out in those places while a show's going on, feel free to jump in there and make your voice be heard, I guess. Hoolies blog.blogspot.com, Whoolis blog, Hooliesblog.blogspot.com. You'll find my show there, archived every week, commercial free. And then Kyle over at Renegade, always thanks to him for putting it up over on the RenegadeTribune.com. A lot of people listen to it through him. And then thank you to Sean down in Australia, Sean Surplus from the Renegade Broadcasting Network. He puts this out over in FM 107.9 in Australia. So I thank him greatly and say hello to all the listeners in Australia. The Presidential Freak Show. So we might as well start off with this. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 10 ready. And this guy kind of breaks down what just happened with Trump. And I'm going to play the actual Trump clip where he's talking to Billy Bush. And it's pretty tough to listen to. But at the same time, me being in the former Marine Corps, let's just say, you know, person that was in probably one of the, you know, most pretty crazy branches of the service, that type of talk, it doesn't affect me like, let's say, some of the softer people it would. And I'm going to break some of that down. But let's hit clip 10 real quick, Mr. Producer, to give this some background.
America is a big psychological operation. And really, the only thing to be debated or discussed is how much is scripted, how much is acted, how much is consciously done by the people, how much control over it. And the more and more I see of it and report about it on this YouTube channel, the more I see that all the pieces are a part of some larger script and a part of this psychological operation. Some of the lines and actions are ad-libbed, but there is some sort of scripted structure, and I'm talking about all of it. It's like watching a movie, but the movie is, in a sense, a psychological operation, which most movies and stories are. They're moving people. They're saturating your internal world with ideas, and they're pushing an agenda, and they're moving us all. They're hurting us all in a certain direction. So you can look at this election, the stuff with Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner, and all these types of things, the Brangelina divorce and the Kim Kardashian, all these major news events, all these crisis acted events, anything that becomes newsworthy, where they really hammer it home. It's like watching some intense movie, and it's all-encompassing in these reality TV shows, all of it. Now, there are many moments of climax in a television show or in a movie. There is the point where the story reaches its pinnacle. And in this psychological drama, there are points where there are climaxes. There's points of, well, this is why we're doing this, and there is an outcome to something. And this election is one of those things. They've been building this election for a couple of years. And this latest horrible plot twist, you can't even call it a plot twist, where they released Donald Trump's pig-like ramblings about women and how he feels about them. It's just boo. It's just really poorly done. It's a horrible thing. It's poorly scripted. This is your big October surprise. It's sort of a letdown in any possible way to what they're trying to do here. I mean, I turned on the news last night, and they're trying to make this a big watershed event. All these Republican leaders are coming out condemning Trump and saying he should withdraw. All this pressure, all these pundits, it's all over the news. Like, this is some major event. You've already established this guy is a pig, and it's been established for quite some time. The guy has admitted that he has sexual thoughts about his daughter. I mean, you've already stepped on this. You've already established this guy as being somebody who has horrible attitudes towards women. He's a narcissist and all the things that you've established. So you stepped on this big rollout, and now you're trying to bring this out like it's some sort of watershed event. everybody knows that this guy is like this. They just think Hillary is worse, or some people think that Hillary is worse. And for those people, I would agree with them. And so this is just poorly done. It's just hard to watch. The other thing is Bill Clinton, I don't know how many years ago, had basically sexual relations with a young woman and produced this horrible scandal, and it was accepted. The guy didn't have to quit. He was president then. This wasn't something that he said or did 10 years ago. This was why he was actual president. And people in America said, ah, it's okay. We accept that this guy's a pig. So this has already been established, and everybody's way more immoral now. Ethics and morality has just gone down the tube since then. That was one of the movements. And maybe they want Trump to be president and just be like this horrific ogre. I don't know exactly what's going on here. It's hard for me to believe that they care this much. I'm talking about the people that control the wealth, the controllers that they call them. People call them the Illuminati.
You could stop it there, Mr. Producer. But you get it. He pointed out some very important kind of double standards there and some interesting parallels. So Bill Clinton, he's the acting president. He ejaculates on Monica Lewinsky's dress. Now, her handler, her Mossad handler, Amman handler, Lucianne Goldberg, another Jewish woman. This is a honeypot. And so she tells Monica, save that dress, girl. We got DNA from the press. So this all goes on when the president is he's actively sitting in the White House, and he's on the phone talking foreign policy when the little Mossad honeypot is giving him pleasure. And this is right when, you know, Clinton and Yitzhak Rabin and Arafat and all that was going down, where they were really trying to turn the screws to both the Palestinians and the Israelis to kind of try to make some sort of peace. But all of us with two brain cells or more know that it's just like, look, the Israelis are never going to make peace with the Palestinians, because then that puts the greater Israel, expansionist Israel, Yanon, Dayan, Ben-Gurion plan on the hiatus. And so they're not going to do that. And so they set up some Looney Tune, Rabinate, screwball Yigal Amir to go ahead and whack Rabin. And then the honeypot gets sicked on Clinton. And but that's the double standard. So all these hoity-toity libtards that want to put trannies in your bathrooms and all the rest of it, they're triggered by Donald Trump in his kind of screwball, tirade. And I'm going to play the tirade. And look, let me just say this. We're going to play it, and I'm going to comment on it. So, Mr. Producer, with no further ado, let's play clip 15. And this one's pretty painful. Go ahead and hit it.
She used me, but she's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you gotta look at me when you get out of your
life. This up.
That is very.
You give me the thumbs up.
Look at you. You are a piece.
You gotta put the thumbs up. You gotta get the thumbs up.
Okay. Can't be too happy.
Else off first?
Yeah, let me.
It's very funny.
You gotta give the thumbs up.
All right, you and I will walk in.
So you have an open gift card opening?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I have a closing
there. Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they'll let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Look at those legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, Shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, honey. That's good legs. Go ahead.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember?
Down below. Pull the handle.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Trump, how
nice
are you?
Seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello, how are
nice
you?
Nice to see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready. Let's go. Make right. me a soap star.
How about absolutely. A little hug for the Donnelly? Just got off the bus.
Like a little
okay,
hug, darling.
Absolutely. Melania said this was
Bushy.
Okay.
I just got off the bus.
Bushy.
There we go. Excellent. Well, you've got a nice co-star here.
Good.
Yes. Absolutely.
After you. Come on, Billy. Don't be shy.
As soon as a beautiful woman shows up, he takes
get over
off
here, Billy.
Always happens.
All right, you can stop it
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. Come
all
here.
The, all
no, the little guy in there.
Yeah, it looks
you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. All the salacious stuff's pretty much passed, but, you know, look, that's pretty, it's pretty slimy. I've been slimy, okay? Most guys I know have been slimy. If you're not willing to look yourself in the mirror and say I've been that way, then you're lacking integrity. Okay, a guy of Trump's stature, all the crap that he's done in his life, let's just say, you know, these sharks, you know, they have this show Shark Tank. Well, Trump is a shark, and whether you like it or not, when it comes to, you know, women and all the crap, New York and all the women that sell themselves and the world's oldest profession. And, you know, it's an uncomfortable topic because I know that feeds down to the more base, you know, inclinations in men. And I know that it's not productive, but it's real. Okay. Now, you know, we got the Bushes, we've got the Bohemian Grove pedo gangs, we've got the human sacrifice types killing babies, drinking baby blood, and all kinds of weird things. Trump and his lewdness, is it going to crush him? I don't think so. Believe me, being somebody in the military and being somebody in the background that I in the background I've came from, we'll pick this up on the other side, but this is tough stuff to talk about. And so incendiary radio, and nobody likes getting into this, but we have to, so see you on the other side.
It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, Jews have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My producer just sent me this. It won't hurt him with men, and any woman that it would bother wouldn't vote for him anyway. And that's kind of a pretty veritas statement. So thanks, Ken. Look, there's New York dudes, okay? I got some friends from New York City, and let's just say they like their women. And it's part of New York culture. It's just the way it is. Am I making apologies for Trump? No. I mean, look, Mussolini used to have a different woman for lunch every day. Read up on Benito Il Duce Mussolini. Me being half Italian, I know how this kind of mentality, when you study some of this stuff backwards, it's not going to, you know, I don't think about this with the black dudes. The badge of honor for black dudes, especially in the modern day kind of hip hop rap world, their biggest accomplishment is how many women they can stick their penis in. I'm talking in generalities. I'm not talking individuals, because I know I have black people that I know that are married, and they seem to be monogamous creatures. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying out here in the streets, a lot. But just like they're like, oh, Bill Clinton was the first black president, and they were like happy that Monica Lewinsky was giving him fellatio. They thought he was a pimp for that. They thought he was being persecuted by the evil white, uptight, puckered up Republicans. You see, they didn't want Pimp Bill to get his. You know, he's a powerful man. He can have a little something something. You know, Monica. Little intern, man, you know, he's a powerful dude. He's got to let go of his aggression somewhere. And so they're trying to play the double standard on Trump. Clinton was in office pulling all this numbers. And Clinton was governor of Arkansas, going to the prisons, Arkansas prisons, and banging the inmates, what some some reports talk about. I mean, this guy was straight perv. And now Trump, he makes some, you know, pretty off-color remarks, and he's trying to be like the alpha, even though he's 59, 60 years old when he's making these remarks. He's still trying to act like he's got some virility. You know, I mean, come on, he's getting old. He's still got to show these young shock jock guys that, hey, I'm Donald Trump, man. I'm still a pimp. You don't know if it was mouth or not. Melania, you know, he's like, hey, Melania says this is okay. I mean, if you look where Melania comes from and the background there, there's some murkiness. it is what it is. But I don't think it's going to mess Trump up. So we played Trump's kind of nastiness. And let's play, Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready. Let's play Trump's statement apologizing. Go ahead and hit clip 14.
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I've said and done things I regret, and the words released today on this more than a decade-old video are one of them. Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize. I've traveled the country talking about change for America, but my travels have also changed me. I've spent time with grieving mothers who've lost their children, laid off workers whose jobs have gone to other countries, and people from all walks of life who just want a better future. I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down. Let's be honest. We're living in the real world. This is nothing more than a distraction from the important issues we're facing today. We are losing our jobs. We're less safe than we were 8 years ago, and Washington is totally broken. Hillary Clinton and her kind have run our country into the ground. I've said some foolish things, but there's a big difference between the words and actions of other people. Bill Clinton has actually abused women, and Hillary has bullied, attacked, shamed, and intimidated his victims. We will discuss this more in the coming days. See you at the debate on Sunday.
All right, so you can get it there. You know, you got to realize, folks, they had this dirt on him before he even ran. There's more coming. The Apprentice tapes. Now the producer from The Apprentice is here's the music. We will see you guys on the other side of the break, folks. Incendiary Radio.
Hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio. Hope you like these bumper tracks. Anyway, so I've been doing some thinking, and you know, some people, they get sucked into entry level propaganda, and then they let their emotions compute before letting and saying, stop it. Let's logically look at this. Okay. This whole Trump thing with this Billy Bush thing, folks, they knew about this. There's plenty of other crap they're going to throw. They're going to dribble this stuff up WikiLeaks style, where they're bragging about, we got Hillary, we're going to get her indicted. Well, they're going to try to rock Trump with continued probably creep stuff over the next few days. I just have a feeling. So the disgraced Media Matters guy, Brock, I think his name is, he's offering money now for the Apprentice tapes, anything that makes Trump look like a real louse. And so, you know, to your president, you're getting a New York tycoon that's been belly up a few times, surrounded by Jewish mobsters. I mean, his daughters converted to Orthodox Judaism. Sons both married to or dating Jewish chicks. You're not getting the squeaky clean apple pie Corvette driving America here with Trump, and I wish these alt-right glorious leader types would at least have some integrity and, you know, at least point this out to people. Kyle and, you know, myself and, you know, a few of us others are here, but like, look, man, I mean, do I like the guy better than Hillary and the Clinton body count? Yeah, of course. I mean, does Trump have a body count? I don't know. It's quite possible that he's got his own, but it's not anything near where the Clintons got. Ron Brown and Vince Foster, all the troopers. And, you know, there's even reports that this doctor that treated Hillary at the Georgetown kind of hospital's dead. I mean, there's all this stuff floating around. people end up dead around these Clintons. And I've got a Lady Lynn Rothschild clip to play that was floated around in the last week or so. But let's get into this real quick. The PSYOP race to the bottom. Okay. Now, I'm old enough. See, I was in my 20s when this thing, and then a lot of the RBN listeners are older. And then I got some younger listeners coming from other directions. But those of you that weren't really cognizant at the time of Ruby Ridge and Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing and the war on basically the Patriot movement, militia movement under the Clintons, these Bolshevik Clintons, you have to realize this is like part two that we're witnessing right now. See, part one was Bill with Monica, the impeachment. Okay, so the country basically got morally raked over the coals. Okay, you had the OJ stuff with this black guy kills the hot looking blonde and her little Jewish Ron Goldman little side piece lover. That went on too. And then you had Bill. He gets involved with his intern, the DNA sample on the dress, Lucy Ann Goldberg, the honeypot, Mossad, Israeli intelligence, tapped into all the White House phones. That entire scenario that went down, it hasn't stopped. Okay, so here we go. Bill, now, I remember this distinctly, that when this crap went down with the president, the fellatio, the cigar, the all that garbage, Howard Stern, this Jewish New Yorker, big shock jock, this entire thing was basically, all this happened simultaneously. It was basically this, the normalization of sexual aberrancy, like the normalization of porn, Jenna Jameson, all the porn stars. It was like a flood. As soon as it was all timed like synchronicity, like perfection, to where all these young kids that are now, they're, you know, 25 and so forth and so on, they were all impregnated with mental viruses of basically promiscuity, the whole fornication, whatever you want to call this crap, the sexual license, whatever the words that you want to use to describe this. This all happened with Bill Clinton. He was chosen almost. See, anytime they run these honeypots like this with a guy like Clinton, they use it for numerous purposes. Yeah, they used it to squeeze Clinton with the Palestinian-Israeli thing, but they also used it to trash American kind of traditional, just decent apple pie mom and pop culture. And they even pushed the sexual cultural revolution of the 60s to another level, to where politicians, you know, it's like a normalization of perversity among politicians and their interns, pages. You had Mark Foley and you had all this Larry Craig and you had all these scandals with congressmen and interns, and it all just, like, it was like a floodgate. Somehow there was a membrane that got popped, and then it was a flood. Well, this thing with Trump is like a part two. This, you know, Trump was built up to be the great, glorious leader, the new American Hitler. All the red hats and all the little kids crying at Trump rallies and this and that. And now you get to hear the gutter Donald Trump, you see, and then it rakes those little boys and girls that thought Trump was this hero. Oh my gosh, this is the guy that's going to save our country from the evil hordes of LGBT and multiculturalism and the muzzies, the immigration. He's the one guy that just God has anointed. All the preachers prayed over him. And then you hear the vile F-bombs and grab the P and all. You see, it's another, it's version 2.0 of Bill Clinton. And a lot of people just can't see the PSYOP here. And I'm trying to give it to you because, you know, hey, some of us are chosen to be able to see these visions and elaborate on them behind microphones. And I hope you guys appreciate the analysis here, because, you know, it pops into my head as I'm going, as I'm researching, as I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, holy crap, the entire thing with it. And Matt Drudge is right in the middle of this. Think about this Mossad Matt Drudge. Now, who knows what he's about, but, you know, his sexual preference, whatever. But think about him. He broke the Lewinsky stuff. This got Matt Drudge on the map. Now he's the biggest game in town. And now you see how big of a role he's playing with Trump. It's just wild to watch all this because, see, everything goes kind of cyclical. And there's these connections here that we all have to try to maintain. And I might open the phones up in a little bit for anybody that's really got some nuggets, but I don't want to hear just people running their mouth. But I'm saying, if you got some good dot connecting nuggets, wait for me to open the phones. And if you want to jump in, do so. But so the PSYOP race to the bottom, Clinton 1.0, but really John F. Kennedy could have been the 1.0. Clinton, who shook hands with JFK, remember all that? JFK, Marilyn Monroe, Bobby and JFK supposedly doing her. And then Lyndon Johnson, the real piece of scum that he was. But then you got Bill, this guy. He gets kicked out of Oxford, Rhodes Scholar. They recruit the psychopaths straight from the U.S. to go do the Oxford Rhodes Scholar Program. He gets booted from Oxford for raping a chick, and then he's biting lips, and I mean all the weird trash that this guy's. He's got Danny Williams, his little love child, the little mixed kid. I mean, really, really crazy stuff. And I'm not bagging. Hey, look, everybody's got their sexual proclivities or whatever, but it's just like, you know. But people try to hide all this garbage to where it's just like, you know, you're a public figure and you're this guy that you've got children that you've bred and then you want to deny them and all this. It's kind of like this Southern Arkansas kind of jungle fever thing Bill Clinton had going on. But I'm gonna stop there on that. But the PSYOP race to the bottom. And so all these people built their hopes up with Trump, the great savior, the alt-right savior. Bam. You get the creep show, locker room, grab the pee. I'd F her, but I know she was married. The whole nine, I played it. It's just something to think about, all right? So where are we going to go from here? Let's talk about... Mr. Producer, get clip six ready. Now, this is from the SGT report. I'm going to play the second half of it. The first part is about Soros and Black Lives Matter. We all know that Soros, the Rothschild Front, the entire Black Lives Matter movement is basically a Jewish 1960s kind of Black Power 2.0 thing. Okay, it's no big deal. Black people, let me just tell you, you've been under the Jewish yoke for a long time. But after the slavery, where these guys owned all the slave ships that brought you here, and they were dealing with Islamic and black slave merchants, okay? Not that there weren't white guys and Brits and others involved. You had a whole slave trade that was going on in South America with the Brazil and everybody else. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, when they created the NAACP was another level where, okay, they turned from being basically the slave masters, the slave ship owners, and the guys that would stand on the blocks, and the slave trading businesses were closed on the Jewish Sabbath, to, okay, now we're here to liberate you from the evil whitey. You see, we're a minorities just like you, black people, us Jews are. And so now we're gonna bring you up and we're gonna bring you under our wing and you're gonna be our special little people and we're gonna move forward with the socialist communist revolution and you guys are gonna be out there on the front lines and we're gonna overthrow this evil white capitalist white male system, you see, and we're going to have this great utopia. And so you have to realize when they created the NAACP, Jacob Schiff, Paul Warburg, Rabbi Stephen Wise, all the Jewish gang, they decided to change tactics from being your traitor, your one of your main oppressors, to we're your buddies. And it was those evil whiteys will be the ones that we're going to demonize now, you see? And so it's just fascinating to watch that kind of dialectic go down, all right? And so let's, Mr. Producer, let's hit clip six with Lady Lynn Rothschild with in the bag for Hillary.
I have a truly astounding piece of video to play for you, and a hat tip to Small Gold, who sent me this earlier in the day, this article. It made my jaw drop. I've been saying that the Rothschilds' pick for president is Hillary Clinton. The $100,000 per head fundraisers held for Hillary by Lady Rothschild over the past year. Case in point, the emails exchanged between the two. But never before have I seen video of Lynn Forrester de Rothschild coming out and flatly promoting her puppet, Hillary, for president. Now watch in this clip from Yahoo Finance why Hillary is, quote, better for business, according to Lady Rothschild. And the name of this article is Donald Trump has gamed the system his whole life. Can you imagine anything more hilarious? Coming from a woman who is a member of the world's wealthiest family and the owners of central banks across the planet. Watch this.
Let's talk about the upcoming election. You're an adamant Hillary supporter and a friend of hers as well. Why is she better for business?
I speak about this in my private capacity, right? Because the coalition is nonpartisan.
Okay.
So I personally believe that she's better because she's lived her life trying to figure out how to make life better for people who are struggling.
The whole world has given billions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation for the Haitians. Not even 2% of that money went back to Haiti. So, Mr. Trump, we are asking you, begging you, the Haitian community will side with you if one day you ask Hillary Clinton publicly to disclose the audit of all the money they have stolen from Haiti in 2010 after the earthquake.
She's lived her life trying to figure out how to make life better for people who are struggling. And also,
you can stop it there. You can stop it there. So you get it. Trump didn't hit her on the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, at all. The first two debates. You got one more. We'll see. I'm out to lunch whether Trump even wants to be president or not. There were some promising signs that he actually tonight versus that first debate where he went after her. I mean, he's like, I'd lock you up. It's very fascinating stuff. We're going to have to keep up on it, but you always have to remember it's theatrics, and Trump did not go after this foundation. I don't know what's going on there. I know the break's coming up. There we go. Very, very interesting stuff. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Searching every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
We got a short segment here. Let me talk about this. And I should have talked about it when we were talking about the NAACP and organized Jewish mobsters taking the black community and turning them into a weapon system against the larger population of the United States. And I'm talking about the militant kind of Black Pantherish, Black Powerish, anything from the Nation of Islam to the Five Percenters to the Black Hebrew Israelites to the Hotep movement now, all this crap. Some of this is organic, and don't get me wrong, but a lot of this is fueled by Jewish mobster kind of foundations. And so let's talk about this. Red Terror, Black Faces. You have to realize, folks, Charlotte, Milwaukee, Ferguson, Baltimore, whatever. This is the Red Terror, but it is hiding behind black faces, okay? The mob, the idiocracy mob out here, and I have people that I work with, let's say, degrees, all the way up to masters, that are falling for the propaganda and the black power, black liberation, all their garbage. They do not understand. They're unwilling to do the heavy intellectual lifting to look at various angles to this thing and realize that a lot of that is nothing but proxy weapon systems to use against the larger society itself. And it's unfortunate. I don't like to have to deal with these subjects because, look, I don't have an axe to grind against people that don't look like me. But when a large swath of your population has been dumbed down first and then weaponized second against me and mine, then I have to take it head on and try to, what little reach I have is to say, damn it, you're being suckered here. You're being played for the fool. You're being played for the buffoon. And how many times are you going to do it? Realizing that there's always strings attached to all the little organizations, Black Lives Matter, NAACP, whatever, Nation of Islam, hooked up with Scientology now, whatever. There's always some hidden hand where the funding comes from. Now, there are some organic sort of black power movements out here, but you're just subsidiaries of the original plant. You have to realize this. See you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.